Today we are going to be learning Oisiyas Vav and Zayin in the Hadron of Tavshin Lamed Hei. In the previous Oisiyas, the Rebbe had explained to us that mitzvahs have two objectives. First of all, to bring the person to do a certain action and to bring them in sync with the Rotzein Hashem. In addition, there's another point that we should remove the world from being in a state which is against the Eibishter's Rotzen. And now the Rebbe says, with this we can understand an amazing thing. Chazal say that the two first Dibrois, Anoichi and Layilacha, we know we heard from Hashem. The Gemara explains that in Gemara Makis. Why? Because these two Dibrois, these two mitzvahs, are the yesoid of the whole Torah. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha is the foundation of all the 248 mitzvahs essay. And Layilacha is the yesoid, the foundation of the 365 mitzvahs loisasei. Now the question is, seemingly, the inyan of loyilacha, that we should not have any other avodas gods besides Hashem, is just the opposite. It's basically comes together with anoich Hashem aleikecha. Once I tell you anoich Hashem aleikecha, that there's only one Hashem, so therefore, included in that, so to speak, is lo yilecha lekim achedim. So therefore, why do we divide it into two separate nekudos? Why do we always stress the fact that they are two separate things? In addition, being that the Eibishter is one, shouldn't the yisoid of the iskashrus to Hashem also be only one nekuda? Anoichi Hashem. Anoichi Hashem lekecha. So why is it that we divide into two pratim, anoichi and lo yilecha? And therefore, the Rebbe says, but based on what we explained, it really is one and the same, because each mitzvah has two components. The first component is, in the words of the Rebbe, achas lifel be'olam shi'al pi'ayros ha'toyra. Our avoid is to make sure that the world is in sync with the Torah, and they are come through two pu'ulos, a positive pu'ula and a pu'ula shlilish, a negative pu'ula. And therefore, we heard them both from the Eibishter, because both in Yonim, the essay and the lois essays, bring out two pratim of the mitzvah. One is how we bring the world to Hashem, and one is that the world should not act in a way which is contrary to Hashem. In Oy Zayin, the Rebbe goes to add another point. And that is that these two inyonim of Etzei and Loisasei are also really in the mitzvah's essay itself. Why? The Mekivon Shadvarim Shabbailam Yashnim B'Metzias Terem Kiyam Mitzvah Zu, being that the things that we use to do the mitzvah were in the world before we did the mitzvah, and at that point, they were not in sync with the Ratzin Hashem. So now, by using it for the Ratzin Hashem, we are taking it away from its previous position and disposition that it was, so to speak, against the Ratzin Hashem. Now, the Rebbe is going to explain here a very, very important inyan, a very, very important thing. Now we could understand what the Rambam says, that there are two pratim. We ask the question, once I know that there is a Motzei Rishein, why does the Rambam have to add that if Yal Al Adas, that there's something which is in addition to the Eibishter? Don't think that way, because the world can't exist without him. Why does the Rambam have to say that if you think not? Because really, each mitzvah has two pratim. The first inyan is the positive aspect, Leida Shiesha Matzorishin, that we know that there's the Eibishter. There's another prat that we have to make sure that our mind is not against the Eibishter's Ratzin, and therefore if we think another way, we take it away. Now, this Shlila of mitzvahs Yediyas Hashem is part of the Yisoidei HaTorah, because like we said, lo yilecha, that the world should not be against the Eibishter, is inyan klolos HaTorah. And now, we could understand why the Rambam says Vim Yala Aladas, and he doesn't just say, by the way, if the Eibishter doesn't exist, there wouldn't be any existence. He actually describes to us what we might be thinking, because in the words of the Rebbe, Ki Kavonas Rambam Bazahi, the intention of the Rambam, Loi Lahazbir Si Yisoid Kishalatzmoi, Shebeim Huene Motzah, as in Dabrach Yochali Motzah. It's not just coming to explain to us this fact that if the Eibishter doesn't exist, the world can't exist. Kiim Lashmeini Prat Sheini Ba Mitzvah. It's coming to teach us another prat of the mitzvah, that we have the concept of Hashlila Shebeitzivay Leida, that we have to make sure that we don't know anything but knowing the Eibishter. And it's because each mitzvah has the positive aspect and the flip side. Therefore, the Rambam explains it in this specific Lashon. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the upcoming Oisiyas, the Rebbe is going to take it to a much deeper level.